But we used her on a plow, you know, on a cart and stuff like that. We'd hitch her up while we could let her pull all she wanted. But the mail horse, him, he's a good saddle horse. You could take and he'd give you that double trot that you see him on TV. Down there, they go down there, they kind of give you a, you don't go like that, you know. They don't chop, they make you jump like that. You sit down in there, you just move just like that on that horse. Man, he just is nice. He didn't go very fast, but he's steady. You take a gait like that, he could go for hours. I used to drive from Wild Lewis to Gibson, that's about 8 miles on that horse. Didn't have no trouble at all. Just start him off, you had no hardly anybody on the road at that time. You had no traffic like we got now. I get on that old horse and start him off down there, and you just take that road and...
What was the difference between a horse and a mule? Did they have different tempers?
Well, a horse is different. A mule is a crossbred. You're a mule.
Yeah, did they have different tempers?
Well, there is a difference in the horse and the mule in the...
A horse might be frisky, right? But a mule usually was...
The mule is more of a one-minded thing, an animal, you know what I mean? He's not like a horse. A horse, he see everything, you know? But a mule, he just drive up in there, he don't move. You tell him to stop, he stop, and you stay in that same position until you tell him to go again. Start him off.
How'd you start him?
But a horse is not that. A horse, him, if you stop him, he don't look around, he wants to lay on the ground, he wants to, just like a kid, he wants to see everything. But a mule, when you drive with a mule, just like an old ox, when you hold him, stop him, you just stay there until you move him, until you hit him and make him go ahead again. That's the way it is with a mule. A mule is a crossbred with a what they call a jackass, you know? You know what a jackass is?
How did you call your horses in from the field?
Huh?
How did you call your horses in from the field?
Well, there wasn't too much about calling horses in their horses. I don't know that we ever had any way to call the horses out of the field. You call hogs out of the field, but not horses.
How would you call your hogs?
The hog, you blow a horn, or you holler, you know. You could holler, just calling, you know, just like you'd call anybody else. Just hollering, yeah, whoo, whoo, whoo. You start doing that, they take off, like you blow the horn. If you had a horn, you didn't have to holler at all. You get that horn and teach those hogs. You get out there and you toot that horn 2 or 3 times, you see, and stop. If you didn't see no hog coming in, you give them about 2 or 3 more calls with that horn. And that was it. First thing you know, you see him coming in. And one of them would leave, you know, he'd start grunting. He'd call the other. He had some kind of sign you gave the other hog. When he passed by, all the rest would come on. He said, let's go. They're calling for supper.
What about the way you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
And you just call the chickens like any other way, you know. You just make some kind of noise. It all depends how, not everybody that call them the same way, you understand? You just get out there and holler.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, your way of calling.
Yes, holler, you know, kitty, 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 something like that, you know. And you hear that noise after you train them, if you start that, it's just a sound that you just like any other animal. You start any animal you got, and you make a certain sound. And when you make that sound, and he come, and then you give him something to eat. And when he's gonna hear that sound, don't worry about that. He's coming. But you gotta give him something. See that? You see in the circus how they train those elephants and those different animals. They get out there with those elephants and they can do all kinds of tricks. They will stand up and all that kind of stuff. But don't forget, when that elephant comes down with that performance that he puts up, the fellow's got something in his pocket and he gives it to him. He's looking for that, see? So he knows next time he's going to get out there, he's going to give him a signal, whatever he wants him to do, he's going to go ahead and do it. But he's looking for that, whatever you're going to hand him there. When you get through with that, he's expecting for you to say, yeah, it is.